USA Radio News.
A new video shows the action inside the hallway of a Uvalde, Texas elementary school during a mass shooting, including cops running away as children are murdered. The first video was shared by the Austin American Statesman. In the first few minutes after Salvador Ramos entered a classroom and fired dozens of rounds, a trio of police officers made their way to the classroom's entrance. However, after they were repelled by gunfire from Ramos, an enlarging group of law enforcement waited to take further action. An officer can be seen checking his phone. Another reached for hand sanitizer as the killing continued. Louisiana authorities have once again been blocked from enforcing the state's abortion ban. A state court released a judge's order on Tuesday blocking enforcement while abortion rights advocates pursue a lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Tiger Woods is taking a swing at a Saudi-backed golf series.
Tiger Woods is taking the PGA Tour's side when it comes to golfers joining the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series, the 15-time major champion playing a practice round ahead of the Open, which starts Thursday.
As far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to LIV and to play there, I disagree with it. What they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Massachusetts man will spend 11 years in prison for driving to Michigan to try to kidnap a former girlfriend. Police found brass knuckles, handcuffs, zip ties, a stun gun, and duct tape when they stopped 49-year-old Damon Burke in Detroit last year. He pleaded guilty to attempted kidnapping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Officials released new civilian injury and casualty numbers in Ukraine on Tuesday. Overall, injury and casualty numbers hold at 11,544, according to the United Nations. Democrats and Republicans are locked in their respective corners about who's to blame for crippling inflation.
House Financial Services Chairman Democrat Maxine Waters telling Americans not to pay attention to the recession behind the curtain.
An effort by the opposite side of the aisle to basically overtake the discussion by talking about inflation and accusing this administration and Biden.
Representative Brian Steil, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax, most Americans today are past inflation and are now feeling recession.
Yeah, Americans are getting clobbered in the pocketbook every day. They're getting clobbered at the pump. They're getting clobbered at the grocery store. And the Democrats don't want to talk about it. The Democrats are putting forward plans to spend more money recklessly.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lego is closing its business in Russia indefinitely and laying off its 90 Moscow-based employees, according to the Danish toymaker on Tuesday. Lego has terminated its contract with franchisee Inventive Retail Group, which owned and operated 81 stores on Lego's behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.